There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
One of the things that makes Coast to Coast AM truly special is that the program never stops. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we know that it's almost impossible to catch every episode when it airs because sometimes life gets in the way. But if you become a Coast Insider, you'll never have that problem again. You can listen to last night's show and any program from the past 5 years of Coast to Coast anytime, anywhere you want. Never miss a program again by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up to become a Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Linda, the story we were talking about on Beyond Belief, based on Elon Musk and some others talking about how we may be living in a basically a digital world, it is bizarre, isn't it?
Well, if you take the work of Professor Gates at the University of Maryland, who was in that panel a year ago in New York in the museum that was moderated by Neil deGrasse Tyson, and it was a sold-out crowd. It was packed. They had people standing with such interest. And they there was about 8 scientists, and they debated this issue. Are we living in a computer simulation? And Professor Gates from the University of Maryland said that what is peculiar is that he studies quarks, leptons, and supersymmetry, and that he finds the same kind of error correction code in that world that he is studying as we use when we're doing transmissions to browsers in our computer world. And the question is, why is it in his work, and then you jump out to another paper just a month or so ago about the fact that when some new study of the microwave background from the beginning of the singularity of the Big Bang and the expansion, that they find that there is information. And information is in the universe, information usually means zeros and ones. And a zero is a minus sign or a negative, and the one would be a plus sign, And so that the universe seems to be geared around information bases everywhere in pluses, minuses, zeros, and ones, binary code to us. And the fact that this is in the, we'll call it the fabric, the universe itself seems to be woven with information, is partly why scientists began to look at this. And then there is the story of Michael Talbot in 1991, who had the release of the book The Holographic Universe, which is the concept that it is a projection of light, and that the light goes from a two-dimensional form projecting the three-dimensional universe that we're in. It's sort of a variation on the same theme, but just slightly different. One is all information code, and the holographic is projection into a three-dimension that photons and light are the fabric, and that in the holographic universe, everything, all information, all structure is in fractals. Well, when you get down to the essence of either one, you enter into this very interesting statement from physicists who say the projector of the simulation cannot be in the same universe. It has to be in another dimension. It has to be in some other place. And then the intrigue in this becomes even greater, because what if, as Jerry Wills told us on Coast to Coast last month, what if in his traveling suddenly in Peru through that rock wall, that maybe he did end up in another dimension next door, and maybe a dimension that is trying to understand something about the evolution of life could end up creating chemistry and physics that would they would lose control, and it would end up being the singularity that we measure from inside of our universe that he was told this was the universe out of control. None of this is provable. The questions about the holographic universe, the binary information universe, it's not provable, but we are moving into a period where there are physicists that are trying to come up with tests. And if it becomes a positive, yes, it appears, as Elon Musk said, it's a 1,000,000,000 to 1 odds that we're in a base universe, meaning a natural one that evolved from something that is totally unique. That there are a lot of bright minds who think that the computer simulation universe makes more sense. But then, where is the projector? Who is projecting the information? And what is our relationship in this universe to that which would be projecting a computer simulation?
And that is the $64,000 question, and it's bizarre, isn't it?
Well, I think it's an exciting time, because it feels, doesn't it, that people are moving rapidly past the old intimidation of government forces. People are disgusted with government now, and therefore there isn't the intimidation that it once had in World War II. And as people have become totally disgusted with government, they are thinking more for themselves, and they are moving out to do their own investigations. So maybe out of all of this chaos, there is this bright hope that we are all going to be stronger, especially if we will finally be told the truth about at least some of the dynamics with this planet for millions of years from other intelligences in this universe that whistleblowers have confirmed. And that, how many people do you know now that look at the Anunnaki, as in many books and translations and the cuneiform clay, that was an extraterrestrial civilization that based itself on this planet.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.